Greetings, dear family. Today the Lord encourages us to become spiritual preppers. We read in Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Amen. As time grows darker, Jesus began, you will need more than stocking up on food, water, supplies, and seeking physical refuge. You all will need to be ready to stand firm and remain steadfast in your faith. Satan is on a rampage, and he is determined to take down as many believers as possible. I have warned you that because of the turbulent times you are living in, that many, many will grow cold towards me and lose their faith. These souls are putting their trust in material possessions, their work, and those around them. When these are no more, their foundation crumbles and can easily be washed away. Yes, dear ones, you all need to continue preparing spiritually your heart, mind, and soul by clinging tightly to me and my teachings with unwavering faith. In this way, when the storms of life come, you will be grounded in biblical truth and as steady as a rock. This is your wake-up call, my people. I am sounding the alarm to be ever so vigilant, day and night. Getting right with me in humility is your best protection and preparation for the times ahead. Guard your thoughts, prepare your heart, and fill up your soul with the Word of God, not only in your mind, but in your actions as well. Given the current state of the world, I give you an assignment, my true believers. Read your Bibles and take to heart scripture that reveals end-time events as mankind accelerates towards the unfolding of these catastrophes and tribulation. You will gain life-altering changes, heavenly wisdom, and a true understanding of your God. And that was the end of his message. The Lord has given me two dreams recently, and upon waking from these dreams, I see Isaiah 60, verse 2, flash before my eyes, which states, "See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you." Well, after that word, I better let John know we will be going into greater depth in seeking him and in our Bible readings. Dear ones, it's difficult to have hope and trust in God if we are clutching and holding tightly to our worry and anxiety. It is understandable to carry a heavy heart when we or our loved ones are in harm's way, but God will be faithful and not abandon us. When the enemy tries to layer us with fear and anxiousness, if we are spiritually prepared, we can be confident in our God and his promises. We can have hope and trust when we seek him earnestly. He will reveal his truth, so we will not bend or be influenced by the devil and his agents. Here's what we know. We currently live in turbulent times, and the final days will be filled with atrocities, like in the days of Noah. We are the salt of the earth and are called to flavor the world with God's love, to live with passion and purpose, to pray for the lost sheep, and to share with others what we have been taught from God himself. It's so amazing. I'm busting. In this day and age, what a privilege and how humbling to be chosen to do the Lord's work. Heart dwellers, we can rejoice and celebrate with all of heaven as sinners repent and give their lives to Jesus. Amen and amen.